Liam, wins over Longford, 4 points victory and 10 points last week against Kildare in Newbridge. Are Tyrone supporters convinced that Tyrone are back on track?
I don't know where convinced is the right word or not, Tom, but they're certainly heading in the right direction, aren't they?
Yeah.
After the Donegal, there was only one way they really could have went, and that was up.
Having said that, you know, there were two tricky away assignments. Longford had taken some big scalps down the years in the qualifiers in the earlier rounds, and even had ran Kerry pretty close some time back. And we know what Kildare did to Mayo last year.
Kildare and Newbridge were certainly a tricky opposition going down the road. And, you know, if you'd have been coming out of it with a couple of points victory, you'd have been saying, you know, happy days, good enough, happy enough with it. Like, but, you know, Kildare were poor. Well, they were poor, yeah, in that they got a goal probably that, well, I think the Tyrone players had stopped defending because they thought Conway had overcarried it, like, and probably everybody in the ground shot, but the referee, and they got a goal from the resulting pass, all right, which really brought them back into it in just before half time. But Tyrone responded well in the second half and played some decent football now, all right. But and then River Kildare obviously went to 14 men. They were never going to get back into it. But yeah, that decent form going into the match Kildare had, whereas Tyrone were all right. The Longford match was a bit of a non-event, and that it was over after 10 or 15 minutes. But certainly if you'd have been at it, you wouldn't have been running scared of Tyrone's performance that day either.
Yeah, but on that occasion it was a matter of getting back up on the bike, wasn't it, really, after that disappointing performance against Donegal, and a long break too, a long wait period for that game.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, in fairness, you know, Mackay and the management team realised that, look, it's about getting a result here and a potential banana skin, albeit slight chance of that happening, like, but it was a matter of winning that game and getting out of Longford safe enough and see where you went to there, and obviously they're better getting a step up in opposition as you go along, because there's no point going into the Super 8s untested, like.
Yeah. So Cavan this weekend, what's the view? How is Cavan viewed? They're coming off the back of a very disappointing Ulster final against Donegal.
Yeah, they probably are similar to Tyrone. Like, and, you know, the big question is, were Tyrone and Cavan that poor, or Donegal that good? And, you know, I think on both days Donegal played super football, and they fully justified their wins on both days. Like, so Cavan will be disappointed, aye. But at the same token, they'll be viewing Tyrone the way that Donegal beat them, and the ease with which Donegal beat them. And, you know, as a motion of the look at that video, they'll say, look, boys, we have a chance here. Like, so it's a tough game for Tyrone. Again, it's a game that Tyrone need. You know, there's no point going into the Super 8s if you for either Cavan or Tyrone, if you can't put up a performance that's going to show some sort of form. Like.
Any fears about what you're out 3 weeks in a row now?
I don't think so. In the past, Tom, you know, Tyrone players in the boats, any of them teams that have come through the backdoor system have reacted well. Like, you know, we look at last year against Donegal, Tyrone had played regular and went down to Ballybofey and won for the first time since 1980 or 73, you know, which was a big shock. And, you know, I think the games and the momentum of winning and all that sort of thing, it helps the confidence. And we all know that games are better than two or three training sessions, like, no matter how well you're training.
Mickey has tweaked the team, but not all that much.
He's tweaked it a bit, yeah. Still, you know, racking up a serious score against Kildare. You know, 222 is big scoring, and some of them very good scores. 217 from play, like, which is, you know, okay. Kildare's defence, you'd be saying, what in the God with that? But, it has tweaked a wee bit from the league, and he seems to be doing that. He's getting that wee bit of variation into it, you know. So, I suppose opposition don't know, right, they're strong going to play all-out attacking, and they're going to be defensive, and I suppose it's a good way to be.
Yeah, I suppose they reverted to the more defensive style in the last two games, and I suppose that's no great surprise on the back of what happened against Donegal.
It is, yeah. And, like, I mean, you know, many pundits, you know, and supporters after the Donegal game were a wee bit baffled that, you know, at least one sweeper wasn't played against Donegal at some stage. You know, so we got off to a reasonable start, but once the goal went in, alarm bells should have been ringing, you know, with ease as which young Brennan got in round the back of McKernan and in behind him, like, you know, and that really, that goal set the tone the whole time, you know. And having said all that, you know, Donegal, yes, could have had another goal or so, but Tyrone also could have, you know, had four goal chances and realistic goal chances. So, you know, the very poor performance, but at the end of the day, you know, it was really a 3-4 point hammering, I would have called it. But having said that, Cassidy's last shot going over the bar, if that had went down to the bar, it was back to the draw match or maybe a point in it, like, you know, and suddenly, you know, games can turn on very little things, you know.
I was speaking to Kevin Cassidy a couple of weeks ago, I had him on the Wednesday night programme, and he was suggesting that, you know, he feels maybe the Tyrones of this world and the Mayos as well, particularly Dublin can afford to do it, obviously, are kind of saving themselves for the Super 8, and maybe the provincials aren't as important anymore. Is there any weight in that, or can that count?
From a Tyrone point of view, I honestly don't think so. You know, given Mickey's track record, he loves winning whatever he's in. Like, it doesn't matter, be it a Mechanic Cup or an Ulster Championship. So I don't think so. Now, having said that, they could have been doing a lot of heavy training prior to the Donegal game, and they definitely looked a lot flat, very flat footed against Donegal. Donegal were a yard or two ahead on every ball, every foot race, like, which was a wee bit alarming, and it's not something that you normally see when Tyrone's concerned with Peter Donnelly's conditioning. So, you know, who knows, there could have been something in it, because certainly last Saturday against Kildare, they looked a lot sharper. Like, and Kildare would be one of, I would have thought, the more athletic and fitter teams, you know, around that Super 8 grouping. Like, so, while I'm not saying that Mickey would say, no, I don't want to win the Ulster Championship, I do think that Tyrone were training with later in the year, maybe in mind and hopefully. But, you know, it's down to the last chance saloon now, at least. You know, Donegal got fit through to the Super 8s. They had a bit of a break, and they can refresh the thing now, and have refreshed it a lot with players in and out and their style of play and that. But it's something I wouldn't rule out, put it like that.
And tell me, team for this evening's game, how, any changes?
Well, as you know, Tom, from before, the boy in the stand beside me knows more about it than I do.
Yeah.
Because if I have two boys indoors, you hear absolutely nothing, and that's, you know, I haven't even seen a team selected yet, so I don't know even what it is. I can't expect many changes from the Kildare game, to be honest.
Yeah, and do you expect Tyrone to win it?
I expect Tyrone to win it, now I do. Well, again, like, you know, I'm sure Kevin's sitting thinking the same way. If we can't beat Tyrone, you know, there's no point in us thinking about Super 8s and going further ahead. And, you know, I suppose Tyrone have probably more to lose than Kevin, in that Cavan would be reasonably happy with a year to date, and that they got to the Ulster final first time in a number of years. And I suppose their target would have been, right, Super 8 this year, whereas Tyrone, you know, that had been the minimum Cavan would have been expecting, whereas Tyrone probably at the start of the year would have been saying, right, we're in an All-Ireland final last year, we need to be trying to push a bit here and at least get to an All-Ireland semi-final again or something like that, you know. But there's a wee bit of difference there, maybe, but having said that, I, you know, a couple of points either way is going to be it.